Thank you for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast number 7. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing Ain't That a Shame, written and performed by Annie Fitzgerald. Let You Go, written and performed by Tiff Randall.
Darling, 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 I don't know what to do, but let you go on. Darling, 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 what else can I do to let you go on? I know I need some time to get you out of my mind. Oh, darling.
Islands in the Sun, written by Paul Nicholas Varlamov and performed by Foxtrot November. The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. Learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Annie Fitzgerald's voice has been described as soulful, compelling, dynamic, and unforgettable. Her organic, piano-driven sound merges pop and folk with jazz undertones, while her lyrics speak from the heart. Bob Leone has said of Annie, "You cannot help but be impressed by her musicianship. She's a music executive's dream." Here's Annie Fitzgerald and Ain't That a Shame.
Driving away down the long.
That a Shame by Annie Fitzgerald. Singer-songwriter Tiff Randall takes her songwriting cues from a variety of influences, which results in an esoteric, perhaps eccentric, style. I recently talked with Tiff about her songwriting and her career. What kinds of music influence your songwriting?
Kind of all over the map. I pretty much grew up on 50s and 60s pop, Motown. I'm also a jazz singer and listen to a lot of jazz and classical music. So I like a lot of different kinds of music.
Do you suppose there's a common road that runs through that map?
Soul, I would say, is the primary thing. Whenever I just really walk away with a sense of an artist really just letting everything go and just being with the music. I would also say I'm hugely fond of great lyrics, really simple, great lyrics, and strong melodies.
When did you first begin writing your own songs?
After I moved to New York, and I started going to school in New York, to college, and I had some friends that were writing pop songs and writing music, and I'd never done it before. Well, actually, that's not the truth. I never realized that I was writing songs, but after I started learning and teaching myself how to play the piano and play guitar, I realized that I had been writing my whole life as a way to just express myself, but I didn't know anything about writing music, so I didn't realize that was what I was doing. So it was very cool to actually officially start writing songs and be like, oh, I know how to do this. It's great.
Are you the sort of songwriter who sits down every day and writes, or is it a matter of having the inspiration come to you?
I definitely am one of those, of the latter. I mean, when I get inspired, I write something. And I get inspired a lot, so I end up doing a lot of writing. I've never been able to do that, sit down and really, like, crank it out. I'd always written as an artist privately. It's a very private thing for me. Like, I write by myself in my room when I'm incredibly moody, and that's all that I knew. And then when I started being encouraged to go do some co-writing, I was very scared, but I said, all right, I might as well go for it. And the first couple of times, it was a challenge to open up. Like, I didn't want to say something that would be stupid. And then eventually, I was like, ah, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's what's the big deal? And so now I have this kind of sense of freedom around it. And for me, it's just like playing. It's like getting to play a game with somebody else.
How did you get hooked up with the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
I'm trying to remember exactly how. I just went to a couple of their events, and I met some of the people who were involved, Peter Bliss, Bob Leone, and gave them my music and said, I'd love you to take a listen and let me know what you think. And then I got a call, and they said, you're being acknowledged as an upcoming writer for 2007, and we want to put you on our compilation.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah, it was that simple. It was kind of one of those, like, incredible, incredible surprises and honors. I mean, Songwriters Hall of Fame is one of the greatest organizations that's out there, and I've had so much fun every year going to their events and getting to see Stevie Wonder perform, Dolly Parton perform, meeting Tom Bell. I got to go on up when Jimmy Webb was giving his master class and perform one of my songs. So, Songwriters Hall of Fame, they've been really, really, really great, and I really appreciate the support. It's very exciting.
And what are you working on currently?
What I'm working on now is I'm releasing my 14-song record, which I produced and engineered. Four of the songs on my EP are on the record, and then there's 10 additional. So I'm releasing that in August. As far as, like, what my primary focus is on right now, it's that, because I'm very excited to release the record, and I want to put everything into making it a success. But I'm still writing all the time, and especially out here on the West Coast. It's always sunny, and I can bring my guitar anywhere and just write on the beach, so it's great.
Well, Tiff, thanks for your time, and best of luck on the new album and your career.
Thank you so much.
And here's Tiff Randall with the song Let You Go.
My window closes quickly, and I sat down in my seat, hoping you won't notice as I drive by. My heart is galloping across my chest as I watch the way you have bounces with every step you take. And you smile, you smile, and I can catch my breath, which only stops when I look into your eyes. Darling, 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 I don't know what to do when let you go.
myself, refusing to admit that I will always love you. My voice tells a thousand thoughts that wouldn't exist without you. I'm still held by every breath you take, and your hands, I imagine that they are touching mine, and I feel empty inside. Darling, 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 I don't know what to do.
That was Tiff Randall and Let You Go. What started as one man's artistic vision for a new sound has become a reality in the band Foxtrot November, formed by our next featured artist, Paul Nicholas Varlamov. Paul brings together a wide variety of styles, influences, and emotions into a sound that is both innovative in its creativity as well as its appeal to a mainstream audience. From Foxtrot November's debut album, Rush the Clock, here's Islands in the Sun, written by Paul Nicholas Varlamov.
Look around and see what I see, or tear yourself away. I never would want when I know she's holding on to stars. They shine above. I feel it. Takes control of me. Her secret's always hiding behind those million lies. You wonder what she's hiding from you. From you. Go. And still I look away. You know that I can see islands in the sun that pass me by. God knows just who do you think you are? And why should you have it all? The secret's always hiding behind those million lies. You
That was Foxtrot November with Islands in the Sun, written by Paul Nicholas Varlamov. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall podcast. The songhall.org website provides more information on each of the artists you've heard here, as well as links to their websites. If you like what you've heard, please let them know. In that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman Hal David says, you encourage these songwriters and many others to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. These podcasts spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast, and thanks for listening. And be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2008 Songwriters Hall of Fame. All rights reserved.